All right, and welcome to episode two of the Quotes and Mirrors podcast. I am your host, Terrell James.
And I am on commentary, the co-host. I'm gonna stick with co-host. I let him shine a little bit. Let him shine a little bit.
Right, man. So this week, the quote that we are going to be focused on, it ain't tricking if you got it.
Right, now, first of all, in the event that this is the first time you listen to this podcast, just let you know what we do here. We're going to take some quotes and we're going to break them up. We're going to chop them up. We're going to see where they came from. We're going to take them where we want them to go. And we'd like y'all to come along with us for the ride. So I just figured I'd go ahead and brief those of you that didn't catch the first episode and know exactly what we're doing on here. Right now, I guess we're tricking, or we ain't tricking if we got it. It
We
ain't
trick.
tricking
Even if we
if
got
we
it, we
got
ain't
it.
tricking. I ain't. I'm speaking for me. I ain't.
Now, I'm gonna have to really take this one apart because I define tricking. Is there a universal definition of tricking?
Well, yeah, I think we can all universally agree that when you spend money on, unless we're going to speak from a male's perspective, when you're spending money on a woman for her time, you tricking.
You tricking. She not tricking.
She not tricking.
What
She
is she
tricking
doing?
you.
But then she's tricking still. Well, I don't get it.
Now he's the trick. He's the trick.
He's the
Like,
trick.
yeah, like so if you're spending money on, the concept is, there are certain men, or the understanding maybe is that there are certain men who feel as though they can't get a certain caliber of woman without money.
Oh,
Or they can't get certain things from the woman without
right,
money. So they use the money to reel them in. And then, of course, there's tricking as far as prostitution and all of that stuff is concerned too. But it seems like there are different levels to tricking. But I mean, if you're spending money for the time, you're tricking.
so is this just like strictly transactional situation, like you talking about it beforehand, you letting her know, and she's like, she's well aware that that's why she's here, because you paid for the time. That's the tricking.
Yeah, I think it goes both ways though. I think sometimes she's letting the guy know this is the reason that I'm here.
Right.
It's nothing more, nothing less. Like, you I'm here for as long as your money allows me to be here.
Okay, so tricking is not strictly prostitute, sex is not strictly a sexual situation.
Right.
Okay, I got that. All right, so
Yeah,
tricking essentially is
because
you being. Go ahead.
there are some guys who will, let's say that they're going out somewhere, they're going to some big party or whatever, and they need a beautiful woman on their arm. They decide, there's some guys that will actually pay for that. They will pay for the woman to spend that evening with them.
Okay, but is that tricking? I mean, in that situation, if you hire an escort, basically to be your plus one, right? Like, what's really the difference between that and hiring a babysitter? I'm saying, if she's just spending some time,
because the babysitter is responsible for your child. Okay. That's why. That's the difference. The babysitter is responsible for your child. This particular woman here is only here. You're only paying for her time. You're not paying for her responsibility, for her to be responsible.
I mean, but you are paying for her to be responsive, right? I mean, if she's
Yeah.
gonna be on your arm at a party, she gotta be able to carry on a conversation. She gotta look like something. She gotta be, she gotta have some sense about her. Right? Maybe. She gotta know how to carry herself in her own space when you not, dip off.
No. Not if she looks good enough. Because people will, especially men, will overlook it if she looks good enough. She can be as dumb as a doorknob. But if she looks, if we can just look at her, she doesn't ever have to open her mouth. Unless you want her to open her mouth.
This is not that type of podcast. Okay. So, all right. So, it ain't tricking if you got. Now, I had never heard this one. I ain't gonna front. I never heard this one.
I'm surprised you've never heard this before.
I mean, I've heard of tricking, but I only knew it in that one lane of essentially prostitution, right? Mm-hmm. So, I can't say I agree with it at all. Like, because the reason you tricking at all is because you ain't got something. Like, so, you know, when it says it ain't tricking if you got it. But the reason you tricking because you don't got it. You ain't got no game. You can't, you know what I mean? So
now, okay, I'll say this. There are a lot of celebrities, a lot of people who have a lot of money that have, you know, they could be in relationships or they actually, you know what? I'm going to come back to the relationship thing. Let's stick with the people with the people who have a lot of money. So there's some people, some guys who have, and I know what, you know, women, I know there are women that probably they trick too, but for the most part, it's a man thing, you know? So I'm just going to put this on men for right now. I'm only going to speak for men. So there are a few men who have a lot of money. They don't necessarily have the time to invest in getting to know somebody because they're so busy. That's how they got their money. So because they don't have the time to invest, they're like, listen, I still want what I want. So I'm going to spend my money to get it. And then she's out of here. So it's not that they don't necessarily have the game. These guys, it's not that they don't necessarily have the game. They just don't have the time.
So essentially that adds a utility aspect to these women. I mean, essentially they're just, the utility, right?
Yeah. That's hard. The gas bill. And since we ain't gonna cuss on the podcast, drop the G. That's the bill. Like you.
That's so in that situation though, I guess if it's gonna come with all of that type of validation, is that still considered tricking? Or you just kind of, you know, it's a necessity.
Yeah. Yeah, because by definition, you're paying for her time, and that's tricking.
All right, but if you're rich, then that's what I'm assuming you got it, right? Mm-hmm. That's what you're saying. It ain't tricking if you got it, is referring to if you got the money, it ain't tricking.
Right. Because I think their understanding is, or their logic, should I say, is that if I can afford it, then I ain't tricking off my money because I can afford it. But I'm looking at the act itself as being called tricking. I'm not looking at the fact that you can afford to do it. All that means is you can afford to trick. It's still tricking.
So tricking doesn't sound like a good word.
Depends on which side you on. I mean, if you the recipient. I'm just saying,
it doesn't have a very positive connotation. So, and I guess if it has to come with the explanation of it ain't tricking if you got it, then if you just tricking and you don't got it, then I guess, I mean, what is that situation? I mean, it's you, like you not paying a utility in order for to have this utility here. I guess was that what we're saying?
Yeah.
So do you agree with this?
What? It ain't tricking if you got it?
Yeah.
Absolutely not. No, I believe you're tricking. Whether you have it or you don't have it. I believe it ain't tricking if you got her.
It ain't tricking if you got her.
Exactly. So put it this way. if I'm spending money on a woman, only and only thing that I'm getting is her time or some sexual favors or anything like that, then that's tricking. If I'm spending money on my wife, that's investing. I'm investing in my relationship. I'm investing in my marriage. So that's this. It, so it ain't tricking if you got her.
Right.
But it's tricking if you ain't got her.
So I'm trying to think who says this?
Rappers, a bunch of rappers, man. I love T.I., but T.I. said it. I believe Wayne said it. I love Wayne, but I believe he said it. But whatever, just because I love him don't mean I can't disagree with something they say. So I mean, but
these are two cats, like specifically T.I. is an individual that is married, right? So if he says this, I mean, like, I don't understand why he would even be a part of the conversation, right? Because if you're married, you're not tricking because you're married. So why is that even a part of that conversation, I wonder?
Well, it was a song, so.
Oh, okay. So he was his persona speaking.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it could have been art imitating life. I don't know. I don't know him personally. He could be tricking. I don't know.
I mean, you know, don't start nothing, won't be nothing, I guess. Yeah. it's all speculation. But I guess I disagree with the situation. I think it's tricking 100%. It's just a slick way to say, I don't know. It's just a slick defense that for something that essentially has no defense. I don't really, I don't like the tricking thing. But that's just because I'm one of them cats, like, if I can't book her on my own, right? That's why I could never, you know, go home with a woman that was drunk. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There's no challenge there. There's no credit there. There's no merit whatsoever to you and your character for approaching a woman that is obviously compromised and somehow both literally and figuratively coming out on top. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? There's just, in my opinion, there is no story to tell. And so the same thing with this tricking thing. If it's going to be a situation where, you know, I'm trying to holler at you and you ain't trying to deal until I pull out a knot or I pull out a platinum card or till you see what car I'm driving or something like that. If that's really what's going to keep you or even interest you, then I think I'm pretty much done at that point. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. So I remember, you know, I think it's funny the way guys try to justify. Now we can take the conversation to prostitution. I think it's funny when guys try to justify the tricking. So I remember being in the barbershop years ago, and the conversation of tricking came up, and the whole "it ain't tricking if you got it" thing, right? So one of the guys in there said, he said, "I'm not a trick because I don't pay for sex." And we were like, "But do you pick up prostitutes?" Because that's what the conversation was about. And he had admitted to picking up prostitutes. Mm-hmm. And we were like, "If you pick up prostitutes, then you pay for sex." And he said, this was his justification.
Mm-hmm.
"I don't pay for sex. I pay for them to leave."
Right. And that's a lie.
I almost cussed. I forgot we ain't cussing on this podcast. That's a daggone lie. Yes. Yeah.
That's a lie. The reason I say that's a lie, because she could come into his presence and she could leave his presence. If she don't call for up no tail, she won't get paid. She will just leave. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
So that's a lie. That's what you call that's the demon's justification right there.
Yeah.
Right.
So yeah, for real. And if she's doing her job the way she's supposed to be doing her job, you're supposed to get the money first. Now, if you get the money first, then what you paying for? If you give her the money first, before you have sex, then what are you giving her the money for? You're not giving her the money to leave because it ain't time for her to leave yet.
Right.
What are you giving her the money for?
Right. So yeah, this is a horrible one. This is a horrible thing for anybody to say. It's just like, you know, tell my kids, worst person you can lie to is yourself.
Yeah.
And that's what this one is. This one is a straight up stand in the mirror, straighten your tie, bold face lie. That's what this is. I can't even imagine the mind that would have a conversation, you know, that would debate this issue, right? Because what are you actually defending? What are you standing on? If you really think about it, we're talking about you exchanging money for time concerning a female companion. That conversation, the topic of that conversation alone is like, why would I even engage?
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't understand it. I think it's a horrible thing, man. I mean, and I guess, you know, the other thing is cats will try to justify it and say, well, you take your wife to dinner. What's the difference between, you know, you doing that and me taking this woman to dinner? Well, because you said your wife, jackass.
The other difference is you laying down with her. I'm waking up with my wife. That's the difference.
Well,
it's an investment.
I guess if you wake up with her, I still don't get who's the trick exactly. Does it go back and forth? Are the positions interchangeable depending on who you're asking? You know what I mean?
They definitely are, because you hear women being referred to as tricks. And I'm talking about the prostitutes here. You do hear them be referred to as tricks. And then you hear about guys being referred to as tricks too. Johns, you know, there are a few different names for the dudes that are paying for it. But
right.
But right now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to be honest with you. I ain't mad at them. I ain't mad at either one. For the women, get your money. I ain't mad at you. And for the guys, get your money.
Really? Really?
Live your life.
I can see if I'm talking to maybe a stripper, you know, she's being seen, but she's not being touched. For that, I can see that a little bit, because, I mean, real rap, you know, if you got a strict situation where you're not being touched, you're not being really, that rule is not being violated to any extent, then, I mean, that's basically modeling. You know what I mean? I mean, it is. It's basically modeling. But if you actually have been said, I mean, it's your body. You can do what you want with it. But if you're going to ask me what I think about it, then I'm going to tell you that I think that situation is really, that's bad, man. And I, you know what, I actually heard a brother one time say that basically that one of the differences with women and men and women is that a woman always has that card to play, like in her back pocket. Like she can always you know, use sex to get over or to get in or to get out, whatever. It's just whatever. She always got that card to play. And I think that's just like there's no way in hell I'm gonna teach my daughters that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Not at all. I'm like, yeah, you know, anytime situations get too thick, all you gotta do is, you know, bat your eyes, show them a little leg. What? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Right. And then I've actually spoken to a woman where her mother actually was like teaching her that. And I'm like, I can see as a survival tactic for the purpose of, you know, significant distraction or something like that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't, I can't justify by any means in my head would be anything less than disrespect of yourself and your body. And it's just a, wow, I don't know. It's just a degenerate mindset, in my opinion. I mean,
I've heard people say that often that, you know, you can you use what you got to get what you want, or to use it, let me see, I'm trying to remember the saying, something about assets, but it's a play on assets though, but it's a play on the word assets. So
yeah, you gotta say it slower.
I can't exactly remember how it goes, but you know, they but essentially, you know, it's the same thing. But I did hear the same thing, you know, that women, I heard that women should never, like, no woman should ever be broke. Something to the effect of, if you have a vagina, you should never be broke.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, and I think that mentality is a horrible mentality, because what you're saying is you have nothing else to offer.
Yeah. And almost also to some degree that that's the best you have to offer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and that's just kind of, yeah, that's kind of crazy to me, man. I don't know if I ever told you this before. This is probably going to blow your mind a little bit. But I remember being 7 years old with Granddaddy, Jesse's granddaddy. Mm-hmm. He used to always have the dopest fruit. I don't know where he got it from. I swear to goodness, it was from the Garden of Eden, dude. He just, it'd be a peach.
Peaches. Yes.
Dude,
yes.
You bite in that thing and it just be down your arm and your face. It was crazy, man. But I remember being, I was six or seven. Mm. And I remember walking with him and seeing a man approach a woman. And I think it was on Upshur. Mm. You know what I mean? But seeing a man approach a woman, and I remember him saying, "Don't ever pay a woman for that." And I didn't know what he was talking about. Mm. I just remember him saying, "Don't ever pay a woman for that."
Right.
Like, I don't know. Okay. Sure, granddad, whatever.
It's funny he's telling a seven-year-old that, too.
I was six, seven. So, you know, he passed when I was eight.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I just, like, you know, it was strange. Of course, you know, at six, it's even strange that I remember. But I remember stuff far back as when I was, like, 4 years old.
I remember as far back when I was two, because that's how old I was when Granddaddy died, and I remember him with peaches.
Oh yeah, yeah. Wow, I guess you do. Yeah, because I'm 6 years old. Yeah, I did the math. All right. Well, yeah, but I could never get this whole tricking thing. It is tricking, whether you got it or not. If you got a trick, it's tricking, plain and simple.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't think there's a clean way to do it, clean way to say it. It's just something that, I don't know, for both the man and the woman involved, I can't see it being a respectable transaction.
For me, I don't necessarily see it as not a respectable transaction. I look at it as that's something between that man and that woman. That's, hey, live your life, do your thing. Like, I don't care. Like, I personally don't see a problem with it.
Why not?
Because it ain't affecting me.
I mean,
it ain't like, I don't care. That's your money. You do your thing. So I'm like, listen, she got what she wanted out of the deal. He got what he wanted out of the deal. And nobody said anything to me or bothered me in my life. Everybody's happy.
It's not enough of a problem for me to approach the situation, right? Mm-hmm. But the statement in itself, it ain't tricking if you got it. This is the opinion of someone that is either doing it or someone like yourself who says, hey, do you think it's along the same lines, or can be said along the same lines of, you know, live your life, do you think, that's your business. You know what I mean? But see, that's why, you know, as far as like morality is concerned, it's not universal. Everybody doesn't think the same thing. Everybody doesn't believe that, you know, the same sins or sins, you know, that type of thing. But right. I believe that there's certain things that just are plain and simple, right or wrong. You know what I mean? You know, I guess people can break it down. Like, first thing in my mind is like killing somebody is wrong. But at the same time, if I catch you trying to rape one of my daughters, you out.
Right, yeah.
Simple as that. But
I believe that a justified killing.
Yeah, but the situation in that, that's not murder. That's defense of your baby. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, you know, you didn't go looking for that situation.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I think that there's certain things that just plain and simple are right or wrong. And I think that this, in my opinion, if asked, yeah, it's wrong. It's not a very moral situation. It's not a respectable situation for you to, specifically in reference to sexual favors and things of that nature, for you to present your body as merchandise, as a product to be sold. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't know how it's not illegal. Is it illegal to get an escort? I don't know. Or is it just not illegal until you get down?
It's illegal.
Is it?
It's illegal. Yeah.
Like, okay, so you can't even have an escort service.
I mean, prostitution is illegal. But escort, the understanding is that they're paying for time. They're not paying for sex. So that's why they can advertise it.
Okay.
Because they don't, you know, I mean, like, you know what's up. But if you say, if somebody, see the other thing is this, you gotta get caught. You gotta get caught in the act. Because otherwise, you got to be proved, you're innocent until proven guilty. You have to prove that there was an exchange for of money for sex. You have right. to, you know, so, but if you can't prove that, then so, and that's why I believe it's so easy to advertise escort services, because look, you're paying for time.
So I just
and the other thing is this, they're like, well, look, he just paid for my, even if you do get caught in the act, then what happens is she's like, well, he just spent money on time. We just happened to have sex.
I mean,
we decided to have sex. Or you could sell, there could be like, check this out. This, so my Vaseline lip therapy right here, right? So let's say I could meet a woman and let's say that she's the one that has this. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, how much for that Vaseline lip therapy? And she said, well, this is $50. All right, cool. Give her the $50. She gives me the lip therapy. And then she gives me lip therapy. Like, you know what I mean? So that's.
Jesus. Now, I'm pretty sure that wouldn't hold up very well.
I think it could.
No, I mean logically, yeah, but there's quite a bit of distance between logically and lawfully. There's quite a bit of difference, you know. There's quite a bit of distance rather between those two.
You get the right lawyer.
You would have to get the right lawyer.
Yeah.
Because you did the wrong thing. You know, you would have to get the right lawyer. But I just, yeah, man, I don't know. Maybe just it's difficult for me to be objective about that. But okay, so if I take away my personal belief, mm-hmm. if I go ahead and step outside of that and just think about it, ain't tricking if you got it. If the definition of tricking is to pay for time, and it ain't tricking if you got it, if you got the money. And how do you determine that you got it? Because just because you got a certain amount of money don't mean you got a certain amount of excess, right? So you could, you know, in any situation, I don't care what the number is, if you got $10 million, but you spending $12 million, you broke. You know what I mean? So the definition of got it is what? I can hit the number that she is giving me, or should I say I can hit the number that she's giving me if I pull from something else? Or, I mean, because who can't, who gonna even know that? Like, who gonna know that you got it but you?
Well, yeah, and that's why this whole "it ain't tricking if you got it" thing is a personal thing, I believe, for guys who are tricking, because they, mm-hmm. you know, they need to be able to justify it. And I think for them, it's about, like, I can afford to give away what I gave away, and it mm-hmm. means nothing to me. Mm-hmm. You know, I can, so for instance, a dime means nothing. If I lose a dime, then whatever, you know, mm-hmm. it doesn't mean anything. So to the like incredibly wealthy man where $100, $200, even $1,000 means nothing to him. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, equivalent to me losing a dime. Mm-hmm. If he's able to put it this way, let's say I was tricking, mm-hmm. and this woman approaches me and she's like, "Listen, I'll do all these sexual favors for you." And I'm like, "How much?" And she says, "A dime."
Mm-hmm.
Now, if this is a woman who I felt that I couldn't get, you know, without money, am mm-hmm. I a little tempted at this point to be like, it's only a dime, I can, you know? So that's the mindset of these, of a lot of these guys, because they're like, this is nothing to me. I don't care about this little bit of money. I throw this right. away, trick this off. This is nothing. And I'm getting a woman that I otherwise couldn't have, you know? So that's the mindset. So I'm cool with that mindset. You can have that mindset, but let's be honest about what it is. You're still tricking. I don't care if you spent $1,000. I don't care if you spent a dime. It's still tricking.
Yeah, because the trick is presenting the situation as if you could book this chick. If you could book this woman, because you ain't walking around. She don't have... You're not walking around with her on your arm and the sales tag is showing. You know what I'm saying? So don't nobody know you bought her. Right? So that's the trick right there. You tricking the onlooker. Because don't nobody know you bought her. You making it look like, you know, you in your mind, y'all in the car getting a backstory together just in case somebody asks y'all some questions. And she's saying, "Well, cool, no problem. I say that I'm from the hometown, same hometown that you're from, for another $50. You know what I mean? Right. You know, and y'all pulling off the trick. Y'all pulling off this grand illusion. And yeah. So that's where the trick is. So that's why I definitely agree that it's a trick regardless, because that's just the worst thing, man. Like, for you to come to a conclusion, especially if it's in reference to a woman that you would not normally get, a woman that is considered out of your league, beyond your reach.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't have that concept.
Right.
I don't believe that a woman is beyond my reach. If she don't want me, she don't want me.
Mm-hmm.
But rejection don't mean nothing to me. I'm one of them cats. I walk into a club and there's 10 dope women in there. I approach one, she'd be like, "Nope, you're not my type of party." Cool. Now it's only 9 dope women in here.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way, you know, so to come to the conclusion that I couldn't get this woman, you know, without these men, I couldn't get this woman.
Right.
And by men, I mean these dead presidents, of course. Without these cats,
mm-hmm.
I couldn't get this. Like, how you just sit with yourself proud? How you sitting with yourself satisfied with who you are, knowing mm-hmm. that without your crew of Benjamin and what's the other ones? I guess Benji's the only one that really matter.
Right.
Right.
I guess enough of the other ones that matter too.
Well, yeah, but if you trying to trick with Lincoln, oh boy. Because he's on the penny and the dollar bill.
No, he's on the five. That's fine. George Washington on the dollar bill.
See?
That's, you can tell you've been swiping your card.
I don't carry cash for nothing. don't carry cash for nothing. So yeah, that was a moment when I sounded pretty stupid in that moment. But anyway, so I'm just saying, like, if you can, you just be like, yeah, you count them out. You like, yeah, I'm gonna get her tonight. Like, because of the money that's in your hand, like, how is that? I don't care if you don't have the time, because even if you, I mean, what are you doing that you don't have the time? That your appeal boils down to your bank account.
They're just working all the time, just working.
I mean, but somebody, you just in the basement? Is that what's going
on? No, I mean, let's say they're running a company. Yeah. They're running a company, they're like extremely wealthy, they're running a company, and they don't, you know, their job has them so busy that they don't necessarily have the time to invest in a relationship, only in relations.
Well, true, but at that situation, I mean, you got groupies that are looking for these cats that are just crazy wealthy, and they know that money don't mean nothing to them. They know even more that they not going to mean nothing to them. So they take it for what it is, and they should be looking for you.
Yeah, but the risk that they run is women trying to get pregnant.
I mean, they're gonna smash either way, whether they pay for it for her or whether she come looking for him, right?
Right, but the one, I guess, you know, the thought process is the prostitute is working, and she's not about to mess up that money, because if she gets pregnant, mm-hmm. that messes up the money right there. Unless you find one of them weird dudes that's into them fetishes and stuff like that. But
well, if she gets pregnant, though, does it mess up the money or does it guarantee the money?
That's a good question. That is a really, really good question.
Because in that situation, she's saying she got his child. So I can stop tricking. I done snagged a whale.
But what if she doesn't want children?
What if she doesn't want
children? And what if she doesn't want to be tied to this man?
Well, I mean, but still, I'm just saying they should still be coming to him. Like, if you
eat yeah, that but, pretty... And again, the ones that are coming to him, in his mind, he could be thinking, all right, what are they trying to get out of me?
But he, you know, it don't matter. If you're willing to pay for them to show up, then the only difference between you paying for them to show up is that you didn't go looking for them. You just, they came and now you're paying versus you paying and now they came.
Oh, you're talking about still paying though.
We're still talking about tricking, right? So
yeah, okay. So I thought you were saying actively seeking a woman to pay for the woman, as opposed to a woman just coming to you and you not paying at all.
Oh.
But well, you're no, saying I'm even if she does approach you and she's trying to get with you, even if in her mind she thinks this is going to be something free, that he should just go ahead and pay anyway?
No. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that you shouldn't come to the conclusion that I'm, you know, that I see a woman that's out of my league, mm-hmm. type of woman anyway, that's out of my league, that essentially is unreachable. But because I can throw these dollars at her, I can get her. That to me, I don't understand that mindset. I'm saying if you got all this dough, if you run a company, you should be dynamic and appealing enough of an individual for them to be approaching you, period. Like you should not have to be tricking. That's what I'm saying. Like, there shouldn't be a question for somebody, you know, to even determine whether or not you're tricking. If you really got it like that, like for
right. real, and they probably right. are. They probably are approaching them. But what I'm saying is, in his mind, what are you trying to get out of me? Like, the thing is this: the prostitute, it's a transaction. She's working. He's getting mm-hmm. what he wants. Whatever, he's paying her to do her job, and she leaves. This mm-hmm. other woman, yeah, there could be more that comes with this.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to try to get pregnant? Are you going to try to blow up my spot, do something to make me look bad? Like, are you going to run your mouth? I mean, like, especially if I'm trying to be secretive about this, are you going to run around, you know, making, well, I'm sorry, I just, two thoughts ran together just now. So okay. I'll tell you what, erase the last thing that I just said. But so, but you know, the other thing is, you know, are you going to try to be attached to me in some way, whether it's through the baby, just through you being a stalker or space invader, as we call them?
Right. Right.
you know, are you, you know, do I have to worry about you trying to steal from me and this, like all kinds of things are probably running through his mind. So the easier thing to do is to just pay for somebody when that's their job.
I mean, I just have to concede and say, okay, I guess. I mean, because just the transactional situation is just, it's amazing to me that that's actually what goes on, because, and it's just, I'm sure it's an ego thing. Well, part of it is ego, part of it is simple morality. But for me, like, I should be able to book her just because I'm me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Right. That's it. Just because I'm me. And if I can't, then I don't want that.
Right.
Under any, I don't care whether it's a time management situation or, like, I would rather, I'd rather be solo than to show up with a chick, especially if you're going, you know, depending on where you're going. But you know, you're going with someplace where people know you a little something. They know. You know, they ain't never seen her. You ain't never spoken this broad. You know what I mean? They just, she just pop up on your arm all of a sudden and y'all talking like y'all got a history. Nah.
Yeah, and then you at a party with her, but somebody else sees her and recognizes her. And like,
Right. I didn't even think about that. I didn't even think about that, because from what you add that to the situation, you show enough tricking. You know what I mean? Yeah. You sure enough tricking, because she, you know, because she doing her thing. She handling her business. Yeah. This one is just.
Let's take it to the strip club. Now, because I've heard this, huh?
Who's the trick in the strip club?
Exactly. So. Here's the thing, that when I've had conversations with guys about this, and you know, I'm always on the side of, you're a trick. You're tricking. Mm-hmm. It is tricking. I don't care if you got it, you're still tricking. And they're like, have you ever been to a strip club? And I was like, yeah, plenty of times, of course. And they're like, do you throw money at them? Yeah, I do.
I don't throw, like, I ain't never throw. Go ahead.
They were like, well, you tricking. How am I tricking? I am not paying for sex. I'm not paying for a time. And they're like, well, essentially you are paying for a time. No. I'm paying. I am tipping her and showing her my appreciation for the job that she's doing. And they're like, well, the same thing I'm doing. And I'm like, so it's like this never ending thing going back and forth, you know. But
so hold on. Let's back up a little bit. So you're saying you've been to the strip club and you've tipped the stripper.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and you're saying that in that situation you're not tricking.
Right.
How are you not tricking? You're not tricking because you got it.
I'm not paying for her to do anything for me, because the fact of the matter is, I can walk into the strip club and not tip at all and still get the same experience.
Okay. But if you walked in there, so you don't, because you don't walk into a regular bar and just throw money on the stage.
Ain't nobody naked.
I don't believe I have to go further.
But I tip the bartender.
Yeah, as will any other person with any sense of decency and respect for the service industry.
Exactly. That's all a stripper is a naked bartender.
They bring you drinks?
You mean me?
You. It's a key element.
They could.
I mean, unless you speak in, you know, it's a what's the word? God dang it, what's the word? A double entendre.
Double entendre.
Or a pun of sorts, because they swing on a pole. Technically, they could be referred to as a bartender, because it's a, you know. Don't make me do that on camera ever again. So
don't do that on camera. Don't do that off camera.
Mind your business. You know what I mean? But I guess, you know, and that's, but still, I'm sorry. I think that's tricky. I think that's definitely, unless by this year, you ain't tricking if you got it. So if you don't, you know, if your budget is 50, and you spend 50, then I guess you ain't tricking by definition of this statement here. Oh, by the way, y'all, I'm pointing down here because if y'all haven't seen it right across the bottom of the screen, that's what's going across the bottom of the screen anyway. So, but if you get up to, you know, as soon as you get to 51, 52,
you a trick.
You tricking. So, there's no way to cut this to make it.
Because if we're going to be completely honest, I mean, yeah, there are some men who probably a very, very small percentage of men who actually spend money for a woman's time. But for the most part, we're talking about men are spending money for sex. That's what they are exchanging money for sexual favors. I'm not doing that in the strip club. And again, like I said, like
how are you not doing that in the strip club?
Because I'm tipping her because I appreciate the art form of dancing. Now, but the thing is this.
Excuse me, sorry about the ice. You got to complete that. Because you appreciate the art form of dancing nude.
Yeah,
because you ain't at the ballet. You ain't on Broadway just throwing dollars on stage.
But the thing is, if I was at Broadway or at a ballet and it was customary to tip the ballerina or the performers, then I would do that.
Yeah, but there's a reason it's not customary to
the ballerina. Well, because they'll slip on the money. Like that's...
So I mean, because you like, so the thing is that you're not paying for sex, but you are paying for them being sexual. Being nude is sexual.
Yeah.
So
but what it goes back to, a prostitute requires you to spend that money for that experience. If I walk into a strip club, you probably should be tipping, but you can walk into a strip club and not tip and still see.
You know that I've done it.
Yeah, I know you've done it.
I've never tipped.
And you know, I'm not a big tipper. Like, I never went in there throwing a bunch of money.
I believe that's called a cheap trick. That's what that's called. That's balling on the budget, homie.
but you're still
paying for her. You're paying, not paying for her sex. You are paying essentially for her sexual time. Because they can't say, well, I'm not paying for the sex. I'm paying for her time. You're paying for her time. That's called a date. What that is.
And actually, that's what they call it. That's what they call it. Like the prostitute, they say, do you want a date? So, but that's another way. It's, you know, it's the wording. It's the wording. Well,
that's all about semantics. That's all that is.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all about semantics. So I understand that there's, you know, there's a way to maneuver around it, but you're still talking about tricking.
Yeah, but it ain't. I don't think it's tripping if you throw money in a strip club. It's just not, because the thing is this: with a prostitute, when you have to pay for something, there's a difference between paying for something and tipping. Tipping is optional.
Right.
Paying, you absolutely have to pay. So with the prostitutes, with the escorts, with the women who, but with the guys who are tricking, you absolutely have to pay for this experience. I don't have to pay. I can walk into the strip club and sit there and just watch. I don't have to do it. I don't have to tip. I'm choosing to. Here, I appreciate that split. Here, I appreciate the way you spun around that pole. Here, I appreciate the way you shot that. Nothing. Never mind. Go ahead.
Wow. But I'm saying you don't have to, but you are encouraged to do so, because when you do so, she is encouraged to do more. She is encouraged to go further, first of all. And second of all, you're not going to tip. You're not tipping other women in the bar. You're tipping the women that are nude and on stage.
Yeah, because they're the ones that's at work.
Because they're the ones being sexual like that.
Yeah, but another woman at the bar could be being sexual too. But she ain't getting
tipped. You're not gonna tip her.
Nah. She ain't working. She ain't on the clock. She ain't on the clock. As a matter of fact, if I tip a woman in the bar at a bar who's not dancing, that's giving away money that could be going to my household. Now I got to answer to that. I go home to my wife and answer for that. So
I'm pretty sure. So you don't got an answer for the money that you tipped the stripper for?
No.
What?
My wife doesn't care if I go to the strip club.
I mean, I say that like it matters. I don't think it matters, because the strip club just ain't someplace I want to go. That's really part of it. That's a large part of it. Personally, I got no use for the strip club. You know what I'm saying? Because that even when I was single, that whole situation for me, like this ain't mine on stage. You know what I mean? And the appeal comes in the accessibility. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And if I gotta pay for that accessibility, nah, it loses value if I gotta pay for it.
You know what? You ever been window shopping?
Do men go window shopping?
Good point. You ever been driving and you saw a car that looked nice and you looked at it a little longer than you probably should have, because you should be paying attention to the road?
Let's say yeah, for the sake of you moving forward.
Okay. So it's the same thing. You're looking at something that's pleasing to the eye. So I can't go and get in that person's car, because that's their car. I don't have the accessibility to their car, but I like the car. It's a nice car. I admire the car. Then once the car is gone, it's gone, and it's out of sight, out of mind at that point. Same thing with strippers.
But you know, that was not a good, no, that didn't work out for me. Because you know, if I glance at the car and I say it's a dope car, cool. You know what I mean? But it's still about the accessibility of it and how I'm actually going to access it. Because you see something like that, you can get that just like anybody else, if you're willing to do whatever it takes to get there. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Which could, you know, could fracture your morality. It could do a whole lot of things that you wouldn't really want to do. But that ain't really the point. Just, you know, you're on stage, she's on stage and you know, presenting to everyone. Now, if I could sit back, like, you know, observe, not throw a dollar, you know what I mean? And then she come off stage and we rapping and I'm the one that leaves out the door with her. Now, I could do that. I'm with that. Well, figuratively speaking, but right. I don't know. You know, I don't believe I can date a stripper.
Okay. I didn't think you were talking about dating. I thought you were talking about mating.
Oh my goodness. So all right. So apparently I'm gonna have to be a lesser cat. Like instead of taking on the idealistic view, let's just take on what is the more common threat, right? So, but yeah, I just still couldn't do it. It's tricking, homie, and there's nothing positive or appealing about tricking. Like, got it, don't got it. Tricking is tricking. So, I ain't judging you. I'm just answering the question.
So clearly, what I think that we have uncovered here is that tricking is all about a matter of perspective. Because there are people that will say, it ain't tricking if you got it. And then there's us saying, it is tricking if you got it. Then there's me that's saying, it ain't tricking if you throw money in the strip club. And then there's you saying, it is tricking if you throw money in the strip club. So clearly, tricking is just a matter of perspective.
Well, that falls under the realm of everything being a matter of perspective.
True. Absolutely.
And I hate that. I hate that. That's like when people say, well, anything is possible. Sure. That's right. No point in this conversation going further. Anything is possible. So there's no point in breaking down any specifics or standing on any particular position. Doesn't matter. Anything's possible.
But it's still a truth. Huh? It is a matter of perspective.
It's not only a matter of perspective. It becomes a matter of perspective when you are judged and put in a position to defend.
No, it becomes a matter of perspective when there's a difference of opinions.
Well, that's the same thing I just said.
No, because you're talking about a person being judged.
Yeah, but if I'm judging you, we don't have the same opinion. There's a difference.
But even in my instance where I'm saying, I think that the person still is a trick. I'm not judging them. I'm just telling them that based off of the action, I think it's tricking, but I'm not judging.
I'd agree that you can have an opinion without judging. I agree that. But you was tricking.
I tell you what, as soon as COVID slows down, I got $7 burning a hole in my pocket. I'm going to throw all over the strip club.
$7 ain't never burned a hole in nobody's pocket unless they in nickels and it was boiling hot. He said $7. That's $1 a day at the strip club. That was going on. Yeah.
For $1 a day, you too can own a stripper.
Not slavery. Yo, but real rap, like you go to like, I don't know, what's the point? Especially when you can see the same show. When you can see the same show, what's the difference? What's the point?
Now you gotta take into consideration. I have been going to strip clubs since I was too young to be getting into strip clubs.
Right.
You know, and so for me, it honestly went from me being in there at 17 years old and wanting the women to going so much that it became an like art to me. It's like dancing is, and I know this sounds funny, but it really is like an art form to me. So,
okay.
And it became also a good little hangout spot for me, like a place for me to just kind of clear my mind. The spot that I don't know if me and you ever went to this particular spot, but I remember I was telling you about the spot. They were about to change the name of the strip club to my rap name, but the owner didn't want to do it. The dancers, the bartender, security, everybody else, and me, we all wanted it to happen. But the owner did, and I said they were about to, but they weren't about to do anything. The owner wasn't having it. But at this particular place, it became like Cheers. I walk in there, everybody knows my name. I'm Norm there. I would go and I would sit at the bar and I would get through the same thing every time. I'd have my water sitting here. I'm playing Keno. I'm glancing up at the TV. The dancers are behind me dancing. They're behind me. So I'm not even really paying too much attention to them. There is a mirror on the wall, so every now and then I may glance up and I may say, oh, it's so-and-so. Hey, what's going on? And then I'm right back, you know, doing what I'm doing. And then they'll walk around and they come over, they hug me like, hey, Terrell. Well, they were calling me Ransom back then. Hey, Ransom. And I'm like, what's up, girl? And they may get money from me. They may not. But at that point, it had just become like, like I said, it was an art form. Like, I appreciated the art form. And not saying that I would go in there and not pay any attention to them, because I would. And I would walk up to the stage at times. And as a matter of fact, I would walk up to the stage when there were, like, other guys sitting around the stage and not tipping. I would walk up to the stage and start tipping to try to put the pressure on them to make them tip, because at this point, these strippers are my friends now. Like, I was cool with all the strippers. Like,
wow.
So I'm like, man, yo, pay my friends. Don't do this to them. Like, they are working, yo. They're working. So, like,
wow. Like I said, I got
no. That ain't tricking.
No, that's I don't know what that is.
Being a nice guy. I'm a humanitarian. That's what that is.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty sure that's not what that word means. That's some. Yeah, that's wild, man. But I mean, like I say, no gavel, homie. No gavel. Do you think? I just, in my opinion, since we're asking the question, or it asked the question, it begs the question whether or not it's tricking, whether you got it or not. I think it's tricking on tricking on tricking on tricking. So, yeah, it ain't tricking if you got it. It's tricking yourself, I guess. Yeah, that's horrible. I'm sorry.
Well, the one thing we can agree on is it is tricking if you got it.
Yeah, it's tricking, period.
Yeah. Yeah, it's still tricking.
So I ain't going to call you a trick, though, or nothing like that.
That's cool, because I ain't going to ask to do it. So.
I ain't going to disrespect you. But anyway, yeah, I believe that is all I have to say about that.
And I think that's all I have to say as well, which means we have completed our second episode. All right. And I think this is going pretty well.
I'm digging it myself. And so hold on. So next week is up to me, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not supposed to tell them right now what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Remember, that's how we're going to end each episode, with letting them know what the next quote is going to be for the next week.
Really?
That was your idea.
Was it my idea?
Yeah.
That's horrible, because right now, I had it earlier, but I cannot remember what it was. And I didn't have an opportunity to write it down. So I tell you what, let me think. Right off the top of my head, I don't have an idea right away, and I really don't appreciate being put in this position.
You put you in this position.
All right, so I'll tell you what, I want to say this is one of mine, but yeah, I don't think I've ever heard anybody else say this. At any rate, the quote is, there is no right way to do the wrong thing. And that's what I think we will speak on.
Now, I have heard that before.
That's because you know me for a long time. or as I led with, I haven't heard it, but it may not be mine. Right. But yeah, I think that's it. Next week we're gonna rap about the fact that, and you know, we can I like playing the opposing, you know what I mean, do a little bit of debate, a little bit of elaboration on it. I like it, but yeah, there's no right way to do the wrong thing. I think that's what we're
no right about. Way to do the wrong thing. I like that though. I really do, and I feel like we're gonna be able to really, really unpack that one because
that's gonna be interesting. I'm gonna try to figure out the right way to do the wrong thing.
Hey, listen, I think I have done the right way, the wrong things, or wrong things, the right way, whatever. I don't know. I think that that was wrong, but I think I was right, though.
I'm pretty sure you said that the wrong way at the right time.
And on that note.
What's up?
We still didn't figure out a way to close the show. Remember last time?
But just now, we was both thinking we should just go ahead and hit the stop record while we laughing. Tell me you wasn't thinking that.
Hold on. Ain't that what we did before? Like, well, I was like, and I quote, and then we just started laughing, and then we just ended the show, right?
I don't remember if you said in our quote, but I know you was like, go ahead and laugh. And then I was like, ha, 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 and then you hit the button.
Go ahead and laugh.
We're going to have to edit this part. They're not supposed to see this part.
Oh, I ain't editing nothing. They can see it all.
That's what's up. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right.